Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now, stimulating talk. Byron Lazine and Lee Barr from the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate. And we've got Brian Skelly here with us from William Ravis Mortgage. Brian Skelly, VP at William Ravis Mortgage. What's going on, fellas?
It's good to be with you today.
Well, it's good to have you. Big news week well, we got some new London County news that I can't wait to talk about, because if you've been following this show for all these years with our great sponsor, Service Station Equipment, we've never missed a beat together, side by side, then you know the news that hit this week that I'm going to talk about is something that I predicted a long time ago on this show. All right, so we'll start with that, and then we've got something you might have seen in national mainstream headlines, subsidizing of bad credit borrowers for real estate mortgages, you know, being subsidized by good credit. We're gonna clean that all up so you fully understand it with Brian Skelly. But first, I want to jump into the news in Waterford. Listing shows the Crystal Mall of Waterford is on the auction block with bids starting at $2 million. So starting bids pretty low for the property that size. The listing by commercial real estate service company JLL. Bidding begins on May 15th. So this is 850 Hartford Turnpike in Waterford. The mall was built in 1984, the year I was born, and had additional construction in 1987. I mean, if you were born in the early 80s and you grew up, you know, late 80s, 90s, if that was your childhood in New London, County, or really in the southern eastern part of Connecticut, you had visited the Crystal Mall growing up. I mean, this was the hot spot for me in the mid 90s. We're talking Hot Topic. We're talking Spencer's. You know, we're talking Lids. We're talking.
Yeah, I was about to say Lids.
Yeah, Lids for sure. I mean, you'd hit.
Andy's
hit
Pretzels.
Panda.
Do they still have that?
Oh yeah, pretzel. Yeah,
the pretzel. Pretzel. You got to get the pretzel.
Well, the pretzel was right around the corner from Lids.
On the right.
You come into the food court, I'd be hitting Panda Express immediately. I want that orange chicken. Bang! I'm grabbing that and the fried rice. I'm going into Lids. What do we got? What are the new hats? Are we doing a 2-for-1 deal? Do we got some sales? You know what's happening here?
Get your Jankos.
Oh, I was big on Janko back in the day, for sure. And then I'm popping up to Hot Topic. I'm going to Spencer's. I'm going through those stores probably twice each, and then I'm going to hit the CD store. And because there were CDs back, you know, we were on CDs and everything wasn't on the phone then. So trying to cop a couple new CDs. So
yeah, I forgot about the CD store over there. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I don't know the name. I think the name changed a few times, but. Now this mall, and I first guessed this probably 6 years ago. Gordon Vidal was on Real Estate Radio. Shout out to Gordon, local, attorney. And Gordon had some thoughts of what you could do to the mall, because we could see the writing on the wall. This is not going to last. You know, the Crystal Mall, it's like down in a hole too. It's kind of like, you know, it's like, I don't know. When you're driving on the turnpike, it seems like it's down in a hole. It's not very... you know, convenient shot. You got to park. You got to go through this big, huge space. It's just not a convenient, great experience anymore when Amazon will ship things right to your doorstep. Okay. So you got to have, like, there's a mall. I'm in Naples, Florida, where we're recording here today. And just steps from where I'm sitting, there's this mall called Waterside Shops. They got beautiful water fountains. They got great restaurants. It's an outdoor-indoor experience. It's somewhere you want to be. You know, Crystal Mall kind of felt like prison there at the end. So with an occupancy rate of less than 65%, the shopping mall was a busy mecca for a number of generations. We're talking about, you know, my generations of the 90s. The two-story, 535,494-foot square-foot mall sits on 82 acres, and the starting bids are only $2 million. So your reaction, Brian Skelly, VP William Ravis Mortgage, to this news.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Madison, which is not southeastern Connecticut. We would drive to the Crystal Mall, and that was like the big Friday night, and like, you know, late 90s, you had a friend with a car, and they're like, we're going to the Crystal Mall. It was like a, a journey. It was a destination. I remember it very well. I don't know what, I don't even remember what the heck we did when we got there. I think we were all broke. We were just wandering around and maybe smoking cigarettes in the parking lot or something. But yeah, that was the place to go.
Yeah, absolutely, it was. Lee, were you maybe too young to really get the full Crystal Mall experience, or were you a Crystal Mall guy?
No, I got the full effect, but it was only lasted probably like 5 or 6 years. I didn't have the full run like you guys.
Yeah, we had the full run. The full run. According to the listing, the mall is still in operation. Okay, so this is an operating mall. When Gordon
ride by
was
it
on
every
the show,
day.
We were talking about getting rid of every single town hall in New London County and Middlesex County, maybe even, but definitely New London County, getting rid of every town hall and putting all of the towns in one location. Okay, so if you're a contractor, you just got to go to Crystal Mall. You could stop at the Waterford Town section. You could stop it and reduce the cost of all of these towns that have all these, they've got a building, they've got, maintenance on these town halls and town owned properties, and you condense it all into one location, and then you could have, a more systemized, governing in for New London County. So that was one thought.
A lot of other states do it that way. Like they have county tax collectors in a lot of states. Yeah. Like Connecticut's kind of unique that we have a tax collector in every town.
Exactly. Yeah, so kind of, grouping it all together to basically overall reduce costs, right? If you're selling software, to one small business, it's going to cost a lot more than when you sell that software, to a large company, right? Because they've got a scales of economy, so to speak. So according to the list, the mall features an anchor lineup, including JCPenney, 92,000 almost square feet, Christmas tree shops, which is subletting a portion of the former Bed Bath & Beyond space, 80,892 owned. A former Macy's, 121,000. And a Seritage-owned box, 150,000 square feet. I don't even know what a Seritage is.
Is that saying anything about all the RVs they have? They have a whole bunch of RVs now in the parking lot on the right.
Is that the Seritage company?
I don't know if they're subleasing or what, but it seems like they're doing a sublease in the parking lot all the way to the right next to the Olive restaurant right there to the left.
Yeah, the Olive Garden.
Yeah, exactly. But they got, like 30 RVs, if not more, over there right now.
All right. The Crystal Mall is for sale. It's starting bid at $2 million. Seems very affordable. More on that and the Biden administration mortgage rules that just came out this week and are all over the news. When we come back, Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now, stimulating talk. Radio 94.9 News Now, stimulating talk. Byron Lazine, Lee Barr, one team at William Ravis Real Estate, along with Brian Skelly, VP of William Ravis Mortgage, in the house. We're going to get into some of these mortgage headlines in just a minute. But before that, make sure if you've got any residential tanking needs, you get a hold of Service Station Equipment, your residential tanking specialist. The boys and girls at Service Station Equipment have been doing this for decades. Not only that, they service almost all of Connecticut. They're taking care of an oil tank for me right now in Old Saybrook. And if you've got any tanking needs, meaning one coming out of the ground, compliant with all of the, local and state regulations and doing that the clean, right way, or you need a new oil tank in your basement or otherwise, Service Station Equipment is who you want to get a hold of. Service Station Equipment is headquartered now in Franklin, but service the majority of the state. Service Station Equipment. As for Doug Braun, He's the tank man.
He'll come over. Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, Dougie Fresh. He'll come over and get all your tanking needs straightened out. 1-800-801-TANK. 1-800-801-TANK is the number. 1-800-801-TANK. Service station equipment. All right, Brian. Fox News has been making a actually, they've been losing a lot lately from misleading headlines due to the big settlement. But they've been making a killing off of another misleading headline in the mortgage industry. If you look up the new FHFA, or as Fox News calls it, Biden administration mortgage rule, Fox News has just a whole bunch of headlines about this. One of them reading, Senate GOP slams perverse Biden rule, forcing people with good credit to subsidize high-risk mortgages. There's many others that read the same way. What is the new mortgage rule coming down from the FHFA for Fannie and Freddie Mac loans on these conventional loans? What is the truth about the new loan? Are we subsidizing high-risk mortgages with people that have good credit? Brian Skelly, William Ravis Mortgage, what is your thoughts?
Yes, I'm excited to talk to you about this. First of all, I'm shocked that anybody is even paying attention to mortgage industry, what we call loan level price adjustments. This is like typically a pretty boring topic that nobody in the general public ever pays attention to. And it does change from time to time. And there's a lot of misconceptions. I've read several articles that are just straight up incorrect. And there's a lot of misinterpretation. So we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of it right now. So first of all, you got to understand what we're talking about. So what a loan level pricing adjustment is it just means that there's an adjustment to the rate based on credit score or the type of loan or the down payment. So generally speaking, people with lower credit scores pay higher interest rates, right? This is a generally understood topic. And now this is where a lot of the confusion comes in, because I don't know if you've seen the article. There's a color-coded chart that's showing up in a lot of these online news articles. And it shows that all of the sections for the lower credit scores are green, showing like improvement. And it's showing that the higher credit scores are like red, which is like bad and like making it worse. And people have misinterpreted this chart. People that are not in the mortgage industry, that do not understand how this works, are saying, oh, people with lower credit scores are getting better rates and lower fees than people with good credit scores. And I will tell you, that is not correct. That is wrong. If you have a lower credit score under the new rule, you will get a higher interest rate. You will, or you will pay more fees, or maybe both. I'm going to say that again. If you have a lower credit score, you will continue to get a worse rate or pay more fees or both under the new rule. So anything that says anything other than that is incorrect. Question so far, Byron. You want me to keep going?
No. So, and I know the chart that you're referring to, that was a Mortgage News Daily table that they put together. And the red is showing, in these, like, I think it's 720 to 760 credit score range, you could correct me if I'm wrong, that they are paying a little bit more than they did before. So is that money directly subsidizing the new benefit that the lower credit scores are getting?
Great question. We're going to do an example, and this is going to become really clear in a minute. So all of the listeners that are listening to the radio, can we all agree that it makes sense for somebody with a lower credit score to pay a higher rate or more fees than somebody with a good credit score?
Yeah, that's a higher risk, typically.
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, if you have a lower credit score, that loan's a higher risk, and therefore, you know, whoever the bank or the investor is buying that mortgage, it just makes sense they're going to want to get either more fees or a higher rate because somebody's a higher risk, they got a low credit score. So let's just assume that that point is not in debate. Then the question becomes, how much higher of a rate or how much higher of a fee should this person with a lower credit score pay, right? So under the old rule, prior to the May 1st agreement, I'm going to give you some numbers. Under the old rule, on a $400,000 loan with 25% down. Let's assume that's the baseline. So somebody's got great credit. They have a 780 credit score. They're doing the 25% down. That person would pay no additional fees. They've got the good down payment. They've got the great credit score. They would pay no additional fees. Under the old rule, the way it works right now until May 1st, is if you have a 630 credit score and you're doing the same 25% down, you're either going to pay a higher rate or higher fees. So let me ask the listeners, what do you think would be appropriate amount for somebody with a 630 versus a 780 credit score? Should they pay $5,000 more? Should they pay $10,000 more? Should they pay $20,000 more? Like, we all agree they should pay more, but the question is how much, right? So under the old rule, they would pay $11,000 more. So if the rate for somebody with great credit and 25% down is 6.5%, and somebody with a 630 credit score wants to get that same 6.5 rate, it's going to cost them $11,000 right now. In 2022, that's how it worked. And trust me, I've had phone calls with people, and they're like, hey, my friend just got a rate of 6.5. And I'm like, well, your credit score is 630. If you want that same rate, you're going to pay $11,000. And people are like, excuse me? How much? Like, that's a lot of money, right? So essentially what's happening is, like, when you look at that color-coded chart, what's happening is they're closing the gap a little bit. They're saying, like, the difference in how much the low credit score people are paying versus the high credit score, it's a big difference. And they're just saying, like, let's make that difference a little smaller. So under the new rule, same scenario, $400,000 loan, 25% down, 780 credit score versus 630. If you want the same rate, it's now going to be $8,500 instead of $11,000. Now, if you made a news story the way I just described it, absolutely nobody would read it and nobody would care.
No.
Because who cares? It's not an exciting news story. But when you say lower credit score people are being subsidized by higher credit score people, people are going to read that story and people are going to get fired up about it. And that's essentially what's happened.
I mean, the way Fox News titles it is that Biden administration makes mortgage change to subsidize, these lower or these higher risk loans, lower credit with higher credit loans. Number one, Biden barely knows, what flavor ice cream he's going to pick this afternoon, let alone that this rule even exists. So right there, it's misleading by putting Biden's name in the headline. He doesn't have a damn clue. He doesn't use a mortgage when he buys real estate. He's living in the White House for free, and he owns a beach house in Delaware that one of his donors paid for years ago. He's got no clue what's going on. So this is an FHFA, guideline now or a rule, right, for Freddie and Fannie conventional loans. This certainly isn't Big Joe coming down and, making some type of a rule up. Now, what FHFA says why they're going to do this is basically because there is a mandate from the Biden administration to make housing more affordable for lower income people to kind of create more home ownership with lower income people, okay, and lower credit. So now, and this is the mistake that the government always does make. I agree ultimately that, $11,000, $8,500, that's a huge – some of these loans, you're looking at loans, Brian, and you're like, this is not a risky loan. This person's getting whacked $11,000. Going down to $8,500, saving $3,500 is, I think, a good thing, especially if they're a reputable person to lend money to, okay? That being said, stimulating the bottom is kind of good for campaigning, but it doesn't solve the problem in real estate, in housing, which is we have a lack of affordable housing. The government needs to stimulate the top and really incentivize and hold developers to the fire. Here's the incentives. You must build affordable single unit housing to put more supply onto the market. That would create an opportunity where some of these folks on the bottom can get in a less competitive situation, because more supply will create, you know, an environment where you don't have extreme competition on affordable rates. And they always try to stimulate the bottom, and there'll be one or two winners here, you know, that are able to win a 20 offer, you know, a multiple offer negotiation, and they're going to save the $3,500. But overwhelmingly, most people, just because of the lack of inventory, aren't going to be able to capitalize on this opportunity. So, you know, they're not smart enough to figure that out in the White House, because they're picking out ice cream. And then Fox News isn't smart enough to actually give you the data of what's going on, because they want to make divisive headlines. And that's the America that we live in today. But that's why you listen to Real Estate Radio for all the real facts on Connecticut's housing market and the economy that we live in. Here we come back. We're going to give you the one team rewind, some more about the Crystal Mall. Really, will it sell for only $2 million? All of that when we come back. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk.
Your outdoor living space should combine what matters.
Radio 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. Byron Lazine and Lee Barr from the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate, along with Brian Skelly, VP of Mortgages over at William Ravis Mortgage. Brian, you're smiling. Did I do that wrong?
I don't know. My mom taught me to smile when I'm on camera.
I got you. All right. We are on camera. You can go to the One Team YouTube if you want to check out video clips from this show, or if you ever want to listen to the podcast after the fact. If you miss any segments, you can always go to CT Real Estate Radio for the podcast segments. And Brian, where can people reach out to you? Because you were dropping so much good information on the what's going on with this new mortgage rule. Where can people reach out to you?
Yeah, so if somebody's thinking about getting a mortgage, they have questions, you can schedule a time to talk to me on my calendar at scheduleloanappointment.com. Scheduleloanappointment.com.
Reach out to Brian Skelly for all your mortgage or refinancing needs at scheduleloanappointment.com. Very easy. Scheduleloanappointment.com. You can reach out to us at oneteamct.com. You can connect with Lee about buying, selling, or investing right now at lee@oneteamct.com. And we have the One Team Rewind of the Week. Nobody sold more homes than the One Team in 2022. Approximately 700 homes sold in the year 2022 for the One Team. That is an all-time record, never been done before, but the One Team did it because of great clients like all of you who are listening. So many of our clients are listening. So let's go through the week that was here from April 22nd to April 28th. For the One Team, we had 6 new listings, 16 properties under contract with buyers and sellers, and 10 closings. Going into the new listings, 10 Spyglass Circle on in Groton for $289,000. So 10 Spyglass Circle in Groton, $289,000. Let me go to wait a minute. Is that one pending somehow? Lee, do you know?
I don't know. the top of my head on that one.
I think it probably did just go under contract. Yes, it did. All right, so we'll skip over that one. We have 16 Wadsworth Lane in Wallingford. Also just hit the market, 16 Wadsworth Lane. Also under contract. There you go. This is how fast some of these are going. 76-80 Pent Road in Brantford. Just listed for $1.399 million. This one is still active. So in Brantford, this is a Tina Wozni listing. Tina at oneteamct.com. This is a stunning custom-built four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home that sits on 2.63 acres. Basically, your own private oasis. Incredible property, again, in Brantford. And you definitely want to check that out if you are looking for your own oasis and 3,800 square feet plus in Brantford. This is on for just under 1.4, 76-80 Pent Road in Brantford. Also, new listing, 339 Bartlett Drive in Madison. 339 Bartlett Drive in Madison. And this one, I believe, is also under contract. Yeah, it is. Sorry about that. 5 Oak Hill. A lot of our new listings have gone under contract here in the last couple of days.
We price them right. We price them right. They sell quickly.
The pricing and the marketing has got to be there. 5 Oak Hill Drive, unit number B in Clinton. This is on for $275,000, and it's still available. So this is one you want to jump on here. If you're looking under the median price point in Connecticut, this is $275,000. Two-bed, one-and-a-half bath. Home in Clinton, Connecticut for $275,000. That's 5 Oak Hill Drive, Unit B, Clinton, Connecticut, $275,000. Also new to the market, 27 Tremont Street in Meriden. Where is Chaz? We need Chaz back. I'm struggling through the reading
about, here. I was about to say, he kills it. You're...
What is he, running another Boston Marathon or something?
I don't know. I was just at the show up.
27 Tremont Street in Meriden, $220,000. This one is still available. It's a four-bedroom, one full bath, 1,800 square foot, single-family Cape Cod home in Meriden, $220,000 to get yourself into a single-family in Meriden, 27 Tremont Street. And we also have a couple others here, I think, that didn't make the list. We have a listing from Nikki Short, just went on yesterday, before this list came out. This is 825 New London Turnpike in Stonington. It's on for $1.25 million. Historic country estate in Stonington. The home was built in 1790. Meticulously updated to maintain its historic charm while also providing modern living amenities. This is a five-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home. Total square footage is upwards of 5,224 when you include the 700 square feet below grade, 4,500 square feet plus above grade. Just an absolute stunning property. Lee, have you been over to this one?
No, I have not, but I believe Nikki's holding an open house this weekend. I believe they can go check it out.
All right, so we've got an open house this weekend over there for 825 New London Turnpike in Stonington. Just came on the market for 1.25. We also have a New Haven listing, 226 Poplar Street, that just came on for $269,900. This is a two-family home for $269,900 in New Haven, 226 Poplar Street, and that is listed by Candace Bertolini. Candace from the team listed that. Okay. Also, new listing, we have 63 Buff Cap Road in Talland. And this is a pretty interesting log home listed by Adam West from the team. Okay, so there's the new listings for the one team. We had 16 that went under contract in the last week. Waterford, Groton, New London, Fairfield, Naugatuck, Waterbury, Clinton, Haddam, East Haven, Wallingford, Madison, New Milford, and Bridgeport were the under contracts. And then the 10 closings were in East Lyme, Westbrook, Canterbury. Was that you, Lee? 25 Hooper's Lane?
Yeah, that was me, of course.
That was Lee, of course it was. Ledyard, Hartford, Newington, Waterford, Bethlehem, not from the Bible, but here from Connecticut, East Lyme and East Lyme. And those are your closings for the one team under contracts and just listed. OneTeamCT.com for all of your real estate needs. Nobody sold more homes in 2022 than the one team, and we're on track to repeat that here in 2023. Open houses this weekend. I don't have the list. We'll get those to you here on next segment, unless you've got them in front of you, Lee.
No, I can go pull them up in the next segment, though.
Chaz takes one weekend off, and everything just goes up in the air. What is Chaz doing? I wonder if he's driving around listening to us right now.
I was out there showing houses, so I was running late. I came sliding in the front door, so.
Let's come sliding in like Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
Into Jerry's apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Did Jerry own that apartment, or was he renting?
He rented it. He rented it. If you remember the first episode, George was the realtor. I think that's how he ended up with that one, right?
One of George's many jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
So 87% of good little segue there, Lee. 87% of agents fail, and that's where you get guys like George Costanza as your realtor. So 80% of the business is done by 10% of the agents in the Connecticut MLS. 80-90% of the business done by 10% of the agents. You want to make sure you're working with the best. The team that sold the most homes in the state of Connecticut is the one team at William Ravis Real Estate. Go to OneTeamCT.com to work with the best so we can put you in the best position for your buying, selling, and investing needs. We've got more on the Crystal Mall, this insane Fox News headline about subsidizing mortgage costs with Brian Skelly breaking it all down, as well as our open houses for this weekend. All of that when we wrap up here. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now. Stay with us.
Grow your savings this spring at Johnson's Hardware Rental and Repair.
Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now, stimulating talk. Byron Lazine, Lee Barr from the one team at William Ravis Real Estate, as well as Brian Skelly, VP of Mortgages at William Ravis Mortgage. And just update on our open houses, because one of them's already going on until 1 o'clock today, and then again 11 to 1 tomorrow. We have 825 New London Turnpike in Stonington. Nikki Short's brand new listing. It's on for $1.25 million. Today until 1 o'clock, so you still have a little more than an hour to get over there if you're in the Stonington area. And then tomorrow, 11 to 1, again, this brand new listing was built in 1790. Lee, you were just saying it's got I didn't even realize this, but a second property on second home on the property?
Yeah, so it's got a little extra spot over there that you can use for Airbnb. Honestly, it's immaculate, has a slate roof, the whole nine yards.
The guest house has two bedrooms, one bath, a fireplace, wood beams, rock walls, and a spa-like bathroom. So this was used for Airbnb. You could use, obviously both homes, or you could, get a little bit of investment income off of this historic 1790 country estate in beautiful Stonington. So that's open today if you want to just go check it out until 1 o'clock. And then open again tomorrow, 11 to 1. That's 825 New London Turnpike in Stonington. Again, 825 New London Turnpike in Stonington. Open till 1 o'clock today and 11 till 1 tomorrow. Go check it out. Built in 1790. You do not want to miss it. 825 New London Turnpike in Stonington. Okay, Brian, what did we miss here when we recapped? And if people are just joining us, recap it again. On this, people probably saw this Fox News headline. Oh my gosh, bad credit, high risk mortgages are now subsidizing good credit borrowers on mortgage. What have we missed in these Fox News headlines? And what's the real story on what's going on with these mortgage changes that come into effect May 1st?
All right, yeah, absolutely. So if you're just tuning in, there's a lot of misinterpretations of some of what's going on in these changes. There's a misunderstanding. Some people think the lower score credit score people are getting better rates than people with higher credit scores. That's not true. I gave an example earlier in the show. Somebody with a 630 credit score is paying about $11,000 more in fees than somebody with a 780 under the current old model. And under the new model, they're just kind of going to make it about $8,500. So they're just closing the gap. It's not basically these lower credit score folks are not getting whacked quite as hard as they used to be, which in my opinion isn't such a terrible thing. Shouldn't be too controversial. But in reality, people aren't usually paying the fees. So really it's getting built into the rate. I'll give you an example. So right now under the old rule, if somebody with a great credit score is getting a 6.5, somebody with a really like a 630 credit score, they might get like a 7.5. So it's like a dramatic 1% increase in the rate. Under the new rules, it's going to be a little bit less. So like instead of getting 7.5 with the low credit score, maybe now they're only going to get 7.25. So it's not so much that people are being subsidized. I mean, I guess if you want to look at it that way, you can, but I think that's kind of a glass is half full way of looking at it. You know, they're just kind of closing that gap a little bit between the high credit scores and the low credit scores. One other thing too, we didn't talk about earlier, people are getting upset that some folks with less money down are getting a better rate, and they think that that's not appropriate. That's actually not new. That's been going on for a long time. And it's interesting. Sometimes when you go from doing 20% down to doing 15% down, the rate gets a little bit better. And people are like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I give it a rate? But there's actually a really good reason for it. What happens is people do 20% down because they don't want to pay the PMI, the private mortgage insurance. So that means when you go to 15% down, that then becomes an insured loan. And what's the purpose of private mortgage insurance? If that person doesn't make their payments, that insurance kicks in and pays the lender. So in some cases, the 15% down loan is actually less risk to the lender because then they're getting an insured loan, whereas a 20% down loan is not insured. They don't get any insurance payments. So
that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Like, why do they care about – why does the bank, put yourself in the bank's shoes, care about 5% more money down versus uninsured loan? I want the insured loan. I don't care about the 5% money down because they're making all their money throughout the term. So I want to be insured that this thing is good. You know, it's like what people – you know, with all the bank deposits right now, all the bank failures, it's like I want the FDIC – you know, insured account and all that kind of stuff. It's the same thing for the bank. They want an insured loan, not 5% more down. Nobody cares about that. But the buyer is like, oh, but I'm putting 5% more down. You know, the bank just doesn't care is the point.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's what they call in the industry called risk-based pricing. So higher risk loans, the buyer gets charged more. Lower risk loans, the buyer gets charged less. So there's people that are way smarter than I am, and I've been doing this for a long time, that are in charge of making these decisions, and they figure out what the risk is, and they price these loans accordingly. So that's how it works.
Lee, what are you hearing from people? Are they regurgitating Fox News headlines, or or are they comfortable once they talk to Brian Skelly, or you know, once they get it explained to them, this new rule that goes into effect May 1st?
Awesome.
Or are most people not aware?
So people are very aware, but exactly like Skelly said, they are not, nobody has really said anything correctly from what I've seen. I've read multiple articles. I've talked to multiple of my purchasers, but I do know that a lot of my purchasers are very upset. They do have very good credit scores right now, and they feel like that they shouldn't be in the position that they're in. But unfortunately, every time I have shown up to show a property right now, that's the first thing that comes out of somebody's mouth. Or if I answer the phone, that's the first thing that comes out of somebody's mouth.
Because, Brian, it's basically so true that Lee's purchaser, you know, on Sunday, April 30th, would be paying less for the same loan than on Monday, May 1st. Is that true?
It depends on the down payment. There's a whole chart and a grid. I mean, I suppose if you want to look at it that way.
Say, for example, Skelly, I got a client right now that's 20% down. They each got a credit score over 700. If they made an offer today compared to the first, what's going to be the?
I mean, I think looking at it in a way that you're going to get upset about having a good credit score is a counterproductive activity. I think The story here should be, if you have a good credit score, you are going to continue to be rewarded for having a good credit score. We're continuing to give the best rates to the people with the highest credit scores, and the people with lower credit scores are going to continue to pay higher rates and higher fees. It's just the difference between those two is a little smaller than it used to be. So if you're a home buyer, this is really not something worth getting upset about, in my opinion.
Well, but yeah, so I think over time, nobody's going to really think about this. I'm just talking about that anecdotal Lee's buyer with the 720% down. Would they today?
I got the chart. All right, 700 credit score. Give
than
me the
on
numbers.
Monday.
All right, so 700 credit score, 20% down.
20% down. They're looking.
Oh, how much is the house, Lee?
Where they're looking right now, 450 to like 525.
So what do you want to call that, Brian? You want to call it 500? Let's just work even numbers.
So, all right. So there's a whole chart, but at a 700 credit score, and we didn't rehearse this. This is randomly chosen.
It's back in that score, a little bit.
20% down.
I guess when you got Brian Skelly of William Rivers Mortgage, nothing's back of the napkin. This guy's going to dial
it in. A little detail-oriented here, yeah.
Well, Skelly's about to come with me on Sunday because I got four purchasers that I would love to have you come.
Skelly, are you free on Sunday for showings?
It is a minimal difference. You're talking an eighth of a percent difference in the fees. So, like, yeah, maybe you're going to pay, like, an extra $400, basically. Don't worry about it.
$400 for what? The month or the year?
What? Over 30 years or per month?
No, one time. One time. One time.
Okay.
One
so
time.
You're talking closing costs of $400.
Yeah. So, like, your closing costs, you know, it went up by an eighth of a percent. So, on a – let me grab a calculator here. All right. So, $300,000 loan, 700 credit score, 20% down. Your closing costs went up by $375, basically, is what happened.
Gotcha.
So, there you go. I mean, not an ideal situation to pay $375 more. Welcome to inflationary America. But, you know, it's not – it's also not what's been reported. You're going to pay $50 a month for the lifetime of the loan more forever and always. That's not the case, right?
No. And for the people that are listening that are in the industry, I'm looking at the loan level price adjusters. It was 1.25% on the grid. Now it's 1.375%. So you're talking about an eighth of a point difference in the adjuster. Which is, we're not talking about the rate going up an eighth of a percent. We're talking about the cost to get the same rate is an eighth of a percent, which is $375 on a $300,000 loan. If you want to get upset about that, you can, but I don't think it's really worth worrying about.
Which is closing costs, and it's a one-time fee at closing. If you missed it earlier, you can go to Real Estate Radio or CT Real Estate Radio, wherever you listen to pod, or definitely on the One Team CT YouTube channel. The segment we did about the Crystal Mall, it's on the market for $2 million. I don't think anybody would be upset if they actually win the bid at $2 million. My expectation is it'll go for more than $2 million. It's 535,000 square feet. I don't know that it's going to be a huge number, though, with the state of the mall, and that it probably needs to be revamped. If you're a longtime listener, you remember that I first guessed this would happen. The Crystal Mall would go bankrupt. It certainly has. I used to love going to the Crystal Mall.
What's your prediction?
Growing up.
Let's hear. What's your prediction? What do you think it's going to sell for before we end the show?
I think it'll sell for $5 million or less.
How about you, Skelly? What do you got?
I have no idea.
Skelly. I'm thinking.
I don't know who's going to buy a mall. I don't know. What do you do with a mall these days? I mean, they're kind of a dying breed. I don't know.
It's probably going to be a mall operator to ride out the fumes there on these last few. You know, they're 65% occupied. They don't have great dining. Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, is food poisoning waiting to happen. And then Longhorn's not that bad. I know some people like the Longhorn. But all right, there you go. That's the news on the Crystal Mall. Connect with us over at oneteamct.com. If you got any mortgage needs, go to Loin Loan.
Schedule loan appointment.com
to talk to Brian Skelly, William Ravis Mortgage. If you want to send an email to Lee, dude's a listing machine, prepares listings better than everybody in the game. getting them positioned to market pricing and marketing. It's Lee, L-E-E, at oneteamct.com. Lee at oneteamct.com. Don't tell Chaz I said that. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you, 94.9. Thank you, Service Station Equipment. Thanks, Mike, over there. Thank you, Cooper. Great show. We'll see you next week. I think it's Kentucky Derby Day next week.
Oh, let's go.
Real Estate Radio, Saturday, May 6th. We'll see you then live every Saturday, 11 a.m.
Broadcasting live from the Bruce Stallone Buick GMC Studios. WG.